The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what is up? This is Build Your Tribe 2.0, where I answer your questions about anything related to owning, operating, and growing your business. My name's Shalene Johnson, and you name it, I've done it in business, from selling knives door to door, to infomercials, to used car lots, to online businesses. I've either done it or I've coached somebody else to a level of success that you too can achieve. You just need to know the formula, to have a little persistence and some inside information. And so that's what we're going to do here. I'm going to answer your questions. No question too small, no question too big. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you where you can probably find the answer. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene. So let's get to it, y'all.
Shalene, this is Denise Christian. My question today is, how do you get over the fear? How do you get over the fear of knowing that other people have what you're putting out there already out there, that they know more than you or that they're more qualified? I feel like I'm an expert in what I want to put out there because it's what I know, but it's hard to get over the fear of, I guess, people not liking you or rejection.
Denise, I think this is something all entrepreneurs struggle with. Even if you're not putting yourself out there as an expert, once you're producing a product or a seminar or a book or anything for that matter, there's that little voice of self-doubt that tells us, what if somebody finds this or buys this or sees this and they think it's not good enough? And especially so for those of us who we have an information product or something we want to sell that relates to our personal expertise, our own system, our own way of doing things. I know I experienced that, a lot of that self-doubt when I first started doing personal and business development, in particular because everything that I wanted to teach other people was really an assembly or a compilation, if you will, of the things I'd learned from other experts. So I never wanted to position myself as having invented or created these ideas. Rather, I was an expert at the way I put them together and applied them to my own life. And the way I just kind of like got over that fear was by just reminding myself that all the time, like, I don't have to be an expert. And I'm not going to claim to be an expert. I'm just going to say, this is the best way I've learned to do it for me. And if it helps you, awesome. So Denise and anyone else who's listening, that fear that there's someone out there who might know more than you is a reality. There is somebody out there that knows more than you. And you know what? They fear that there's someone out there that knows more than them. So they're not going to do anything about it. You got to get over it. You got to just jump. You got to stand on the edge of the cliff, looking down at the beautiful blue water, and realize that there is fear. You can feel it. It's present. But once you jump and you can see the water rushing towards your feet and you land, you're going to realize you're okay. And it was scary, but it was cool and it was fun and it was an adrenaline rush. And the people who stay there on the edge of that cliff and never jump, the fear just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and they never jump. They crawl their way back down. I've seen this happen too many times. And then you're kicking yourself because somebody else who is far less experienced than you, who doesn't have nearly as great of a system, product, or service as you do, they just get over the fear and they put it out there. And you know what? They're living their dream. So if you want to live your dream, you have to feel the fear. It's fine. It's no big deal. And just put it out there. Just get it out there. Who cares? Who really cares if somebody doesn't like your stuff? Who cares if somebody rejects it? As long as someone likes it, as long as it serves someone, and in the process you can make a few bucks, awesome. That's called living the dream, baby. And I know you can do it. Denise, thanks for sharing that fear. It's one a lot of us have, and it's one we are all going to get over.
Hey, Shalene, it's Tanya Lewis from TanyaLewis.com. My question for you is, once you've gone through MIA and you've set up your first freemium, like in my case, I did it very quickly. My budget was very low for my eLancer to put together this very quick ebook. And this is what I've used to start building my list. Now, as I'm going through and I want to perfect and maybe do another ebook, but with many more pages and a lot more content than the first ebook, would you recommend, once I have completed the new freemium and have that up and running and able to drive traffic to my site, do you get rid of your first freemium that originally started to build your list? What would you recommend in that case? Do you just drive people to the new one but leave the old one up as well? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks.
What's up, Tanya? From TanyaLewis.com. Love that little plug. And that's what you'll get when you leave me a question. Now, remember, initially, I'm just featuring questions from students in the Marketing Impact Academy. Nonetheless, I think that every entrepreneur benefits from this. I just want to give my students the opportunity to, you know, market themselves. And at the same time, we can educate our listeners. So, lifers, Tanya's question is a fantastic one. Here's the answer. You want to keep the original freemium if it's very different from your second freemium. If, however, that second freemium is really just a new and improved version of the first one, and the first one doesn't make you that proud, well, then I would replace it. Here's a great example. When I first started experimenting with freemiums, and by the way, if you're not familiar with what those are, it's a lead magnet, it's a free gift, it's a report, a PDF, a video, it's a tutorial. It's whatever you want to give people in exchange for the beginning of your relationship, or in other words, their email address. It's what we do to attract lifers. So Tanya's put together what sounds like a diet book or a diet ebook, and now she's produced one that she's more proud of. She likes that it's got more content, it's got better pictures, etc. If they're completely different, so say, for example, one is about how to go vegan and the other one is how to go gluten-free, well, then I would keep both of them. If, however, your new version is just a new and improved, better version of your first one, well, then replace it. When I first started doing this, the first freemium that I created was 30 Day Push. It still exists. However, I'm continually improving upon it because I'll rewatch videos and I'm like, oh my God, that is so embarrassing. It's so bad. But yet it still works and it is good. There are just pieces of it where I'm like, I can't even believe people gave me their email address and could suffer through some of these videos because the sound quality was so bad or the lighting was so terrible. So rather than take it down entirely or replace it entirely, I just keep putting up better videos. And especially because in the 30-day push, which is obviously an opt-in, I found a better way to teach things. I've been doing it now since 2010. And many people go through the program and I would see the same questions coming up over and over and over. And I'm like, well, I have to assume it's operator error. I have to assume I didn't do a great job of explaining the lesson in that particular video, so I'm going to go back and redo it. Now, for those of you who have created a freemium that's working, it gets exciting. So you can make that freemium better, and then the next thing to do is figure out what your next greatest freemium will be. And as I always say, it doesn't have to immediately relate to what you're doing right now or what it is you're offering right now, but it should relate to who you are and where you've come from. In other words, what I teach now, that my primary focus is business and personal development. However, I tend to attract people who love fitness, and fitness is a big part of their life. Whether it's entrepreneurs who use fitness as their morning ritual to make them productive and creative and keep them balanced, or even in some cases, it's people who have made fitness and fitness coaching their career. It doesn't matter. I tend to attract people who love fitness because I love fitness. I also tend to attract people who love pop culture and they like comedy and music and they don't take themselves too seriously. Those are all pieces of me. So I can use freemiums that relate to those kinds of things. And it might be a longer customer journey to weed out the people who aren't interested in business and personal development. But at a minimum, I know we have that one thing in common, whatever that one thing is. So don't be afraid to create freemiums that might not relate to what it is you're doing now. It just might be a longer customer journey, but it will be a really solid one because it's a customer or a lifer who has so much in common with you because many of the areas of their life overlap the areas of your life. All right, these episodes are meant to save you time and deliver great content. So I won't belabor the ending. I'll just tell you, to have your question answered, please go to speakpipe.com/AskShaleen. For details about my other podcast, The Shaleen Show, you can go to iTunes and search it there or my website, shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. And just as a friendly reminder, the students of Marketing Impact always receive preferential treatment when it comes to answering questions, but from time to time, my listeners, people who are not yet students of the Marketing Impact Academy, you have some of the best questions. So don't hesitate to ask them, big or small, beginner or veteran, it doesn't matter. By asking your question, you will be helping someone. And yes, every month I will be selecting one lucky person from my iTunes review to join the Marketing Impact Academy. So if you'd like an opportunity to receive your free lifetime subscription, please be sure to leave me a review there. Go to iTunes, click on Build Your Tribe. Then when you write your review, use the hashtag MIA. That way I'll know you're hoping to get your free admission. And thanks so much for sharing this podcast with others.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.